Hello, and welcome to Lesson 8 of this Reiki Precepts course, with me, Keziah Gibbons. Today, we'll be taking a good look at compassion, what it means, and how we can practice it. Have you ever wondered what the world would be like with just a little more kindness? Today, spend some time creating and sharing this kind world from your heart and from your soul. Take yourself back to the sacred mountain. A mist has come down, and you are certain you are near the top, but how near, you cannot tell. Your concentration is in the moment, with the placing of each foot, your eyes down as you check the path in front of you. Suddenly, you realize that the sound of footsteps on the mountainside that you have been hearing for a while is not only coming from your feet. You sense out to the side and realize that someone is walking beside you. You exchange greetings and a few formalities and continue companionably up the mountain, keeping pace. Here you are walking in compassion. Compassion is often loosely interpreted as kindness of thought or action, often towards those less fortunate than ourselves or people who we feel sorry for. But although that is a useful and meaningful definition of the word, true compassion is much broader and richer. Compassion is co-passion. Shared passion or feeling, and ultimately points us to the fact that we are all beings inhabiting a shared experience. So yes, there is kindness in compassion. And yes, there is a rightness to helping those whose current experience of this shared life is less easy. But ultimately, this comes from the understanding that we are all the same anyway. This is illustrated nicely in the practice of metta, or loving kindness, which is Buddhist in origin and is also practiced worldwide as part of secular mindfulness. In loving kindness, you picture a series of people, starting with someone whom you find it easy to wish well, and then taking those feelings of well-wishing and positive regard and extending them to somebody neutral, somebody whom you don't always find it easy to wish well, and to yourself. Sometimes words are repeated to affirm the well-wishes. Something along the lines of, "May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe." Many people find that a loving kindness practice is enormously beneficial with time, and also that the practice becomes easier with time. And occasionally, people report difficulty in wishing well with some people, most commonly either towards themselves or towards a person with whom they have some difficulty. We're going to go into self-compassion in much more depth in the next lesson, and so I'll leave that for now, and address the difficulty in wishing well to people whom you perceive to have done, or be likely to do, harm to yourself or others. And indeed, it can feel very vulnerable. You may have strong identity narratives, which explain why you are not like that person. And there may be good reasons for you to keep strong, healthy boundaries between you and that person. And that person may really be causing some kind of damage. So to wish them unconditional kindness can feel incredibly vulnerable. The words of the loving kindness meditation can be helpful here. Firstly, they remind us that every other human on the planet, and non-human beings as well, want those three things. To be happy, to be healthy, to be safe. To understand this, and I don't just mean on a cognitive level, although that is helpful as well, but to understand this within the very heart can remove some of the barriers created by our identity narratives. Well, what if this really is a harmful person? Someone who has hurt, maybe even killed others. Someone who has to be stopped. It can be challenging, and I wouldn't advise going for one of these people during your first experiments with loving kindness. It's best to build up the muscle, perhaps, with someone who pushed in front of you in a queue or something of that size. But it is possible to send loving kindness to those people as well. And there are two reasons why it might be useful. Firstly, if they truly were, and felt themselves to be, healthy, happy, and safe, they likely would not be engaging in those kinds of behaviours. So when you wish someone destructive to be happy, healthy, and safe, you are sending out an intention to the universe to create those conditions where the destruction ends. And secondly, what I add to my loving kindness practice with, let's say, certain politicians, is an extra meaning to the definition of safe. So I am not only wishing for them to be safe from harm, but also for them to be safe for those around them and affected by their behaviour. Compassion. The recognition that we are all humans having a human experience. The having of positive feelings and wishings of well-being for another. Action rooted in kindness. How might we practice more compassion in our daily lives? One little trick that can change lives is the moving from feeling compassion to expressing it. Nicola is a caseworker at an organisation which deals with victims of crime. One of her duties is to meet with the victims and provide support sessions to help them to recover from their ordeals. Today she is seeing Amelia, who was mugged a little while ago now, but still feels afraid to go out alone. Nicola has grown fond of Amelia and wants to see her empowered and doing well. When Amelia speaks, Nicola sees Amelia's fear and feels sympathy for her, but she does not express this. Instead, she focuses on things that Amelia could do to be safer and suggests that she take up self-defense classes. Amelia is reluctant to take up the classes as she feels that they are not for people who are afraid and doesn't believe that Nicola has really understood her feelings, or else she wouldn't have recommended them. What would happen if, instead of leaping in with a suggestion, Nicola allowed herself to express compassion before anything else? Imagine that Amelia is talking about her fear and nervousness. And Nicola, when she hears what Amelia says, recognises the emotions behind these. Not just recognising them in herself, but also out loud. What if she were to just simply repeat Amelia's experience to her? So at the moment, when you go out, you've been feeling some fear, and you feel frustration that this is preventing you from living a full life. By reflecting Amelia's emotions and thoughts, Nicola has created a space for Amelia to feel seen and heard. And in this space, working together, the two of them process the emotion, thus allowing Amelia to move through it and then move on. Recognizing and verbalizing the emotion behind what someone is saying, and even how they are acting, is an incredibly powerful way to bring that compassion out from inside and express it, sending it out into the world to make a positive impact. Another wonderful way to send compassion out into the world is to perform random acts of kindness. These can be anything from gifts to small acts of service. And the beautiful thing, the reason that these acts come from a place of pure compassion, is that it doesn't matter who receives them, and it doesn't matter who gives them. The compassion is in the recognition that this is a nice thing to do for someone, something that I would like someone to do for me. And that I am similar enough to a complete stranger to know that this will be nice for them as well. And I am kind enough and compassionate enough to go out and enact compassion in the world, in trust that it has value. And of course, compassion can be practiced. And as you practice regularly, so you become more compassionate. Let's spend just a couple of minutes now practicing compassion. Bring to mind somebody you know, either someone you care for or someone you don't have any feelings, positive or negative, for at all. Bring this person to mind now. And just picture their face. Or you may hear their voice. Or just get the feeling of being somehow connected with them. Holding this person in your mind's eye, send them some positive energy. You might even put a smile on your face as you're thinking of them. Send them the following wishes. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. Imagine that those wishes are arriving at that person. You might visualize them becoming happier, healthier, safer. You might hear them telling you that they are happy, healthy, and safe. You might just know or feel that this person is becoming happier, healthier, and safer. Now release any attachment, any visualization. And allow that person to fade from your mind. Back on the sacred mountain, you and your companion pause for a rest. You each decide to share some of your supplies, and between you, you create a warm and nourishing meal. As you eat, you share stories. All that you have experienced so far in the climb. You listen carefully and you share from your own truth. Your companion complains of the cold and you gift them with a pair of spare gloves that you have been carrying. Soon, the track divides into two and your companion, who has walked the mountain before and has a different destination, directs you as to the best way to go before setting off on their own trail. You part ways with warm wishes and thanks, the greater for having shared this time together. That's all for today, and tomorrow we'll be exploring ways of applying that compassion to yourself. I look forward to meeting with you tomorrow, and until then, have a wonderful day.